So on Easter Sunday, there was a woman who was trying to drive to make her way to Mass, Easter Sunday, for Mass in the morning. And when she got to her garage, she noticed that her car wasn't working. She couldn't start her car. So she was a little bit panicked, and so she called herself an Uber so that she could get to Mass on time. So the Uber driver came shortly after and picked her up. She got in the back of the Uber, and they began to make their way to church. Now, about halfway through their journey, the woman had a question. So she tried to get the attention of the Uber driver who was in the seat in front of her, and she just said, "Excuse me." And she didn't get a response from the Uber driver, so she didn't know what was happening. And then to get the Uber driver's attention, she put her hand on his shoulder. And as soon as the Uber driver felt this hand on his shoulder, he screeched aloud and turned around. And he kind of took his car and swerved into the opposite lane of traffic. He was so afraid. And eventually he was able to get his bearings and pull the car over to the side of the road. And both the woman and the Uber driver were just in shock. And they stood there for just a minute, just sat there in the car, trying to comprehend what had happened, to give thanks that they were safe and okay. And finally, after this minute had passed, the woman kind of leaned into the Uber driver and said, "You know, I'm so sorry to shock you in that way. I didn't realize that just by touching you in the arm, you would have been startled in that manner." And the Uber driver said to her, "Oh no, don't worry. It's not your fault, you know. This is my first day as an Uber driver. For the past 25 years, I've been driving a hearse." So life and death, of course, are what we're celebrating during this Easter season, contemplating the life, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the church proposes these important readings for us during this Easter season, which really challenges us not simply to give thanks to God for the resurrection of Jesus, which of course we do, but consider this: what difference does the resurrection of Jesus make in our lives here and now? How does it change us here and now, even before our own resurrection? And to consider this, I'd like to think about a very interesting detail, at least I think it's interesting, in today's gospel. This beautiful interaction we've heard about with Jesus and doubting Thomas. And the detail I want to consider this evening is this: why is it that Jesus has wounds when he's risen? Why does Jesus still carry these wounds of his crucifixion? And if we think about it, this should sort of surprise us, or at least cause us to question and puzzle, because of course, the resurrection of the body is central to what we believe as Christians. We believe that we will die, yes, but the day will come when we will rise from the dead, and we believe we will be risen in a glorious body. And St. Paul in his letters, especially the letter to the Corinthians and elsewhere, speaks so much about this central part of our faith, that we will be risen, but with a glorious body, a resurrected body. St. Paul goes on to explain how our bodies will be changed. We'll still be the same, but our bodies will be eliminated from them all suffering, all decay, all difficulties, all struggles. This is something we really look forward to with great hope. And I think we've all had that experience, of course, sometimes when we're with a beloved family member or friend who's maybe very sick and ill, and we know that their bodies are kind of becoming weaker, are slowly but surely wasting away. But a great cause of hope for us is that in the resurrection of the dead, they will not have that body that's become weakened or sick, but a new, resurrected, or glorious body. This is so central to our belief and our hope. So it's strange then why Jesus should rise with wounds. Why should Jesus in his risen body carry what is a weakness, a cause or a mark of his suffering? Should cause us to question then why Jesus rises from the dead with his wounds. When we look at this gospel, however, we get at least one indication of why this might be the case, that Jesus, when he rises from the dead, rises with wounds, but wounds that have been glorified, wounds that have been purified of all their pain, difficulty, and struggle. These wounds, it would seem, are meant to remind us, are meant to serve a certain purpose. These wounds for Jesus are marks, in first and foremost, of his love for us. They were a reminder of the sacrifice that he made for us. And a very important point that we find in this gospel is that these wounds now have been transformed. These wounds of Jesus are something that give life and faith to other people. And this comes across quite clearly in this account of the interaction with Jesus and doubting Thomas, that Thomas cannot believe, he says, until he sees the wounds of Jesus and can touch them. In this way, we see that these wounds of Christ have been transfigured or glorified. These wounds that brought about the death of Jesus now give life spiritually to Thomas. They fill him with faith when he sees them. And this, of course, I think is a very important message for us as well, that these wounds of Christ have been glorified. They've been transfigured. They serve now a deeper purpose. And for us in our lives as well, this is something we too can consider, that when we're risen from the dead, of course, we look forward to having a glorious, a transfigured body, but somehow, maybe even in heaven, we too will still bear certain wounds that were signs of love or care for others. And even before this, different wounds in our life can be transfigured to serve a deeper purpose. This Sunday is, of course, Divine Mercy Sunday, and we consider the healing, the forgiveness, the mercy of our God, that God in his mercy and forgiveness heals us and transforms us. But one thing that we notice, of course, as we follow Jesus, is that the wounds that we carry, the difficulties, the struggles, maybe even the bad things we've been through in our life, God doesn't sometimes just take them away. God doesn't eliminate these wounds. God allows these wounds to remain in our life, just as he allowed the risen Christ to carry his wounds. In our life as well, with the mercy of God, these wounds can be transfigured, can be glorified to suit a deeper purpose or mission. There's a famous author and psychologist you might have heard of, Father Henry Nouwen. He wrote many books of spirituality that are helpful for a great many people. And one of the most famous books that Nouwen wrote is called The Wounded Healer. And it's really all about what I'm speaking about this evening, that the wounds we carry sometimes, God doesn't just take them away or make them disappear, but through grace, through the mercy of God, these wounds can be incorporated into our life. They can be transfigured. And Nouwen discusses about how these wounds sometimes can become sources of life for other people. They can make us more compassionate. They can make us more authentic. They can help us appreciate other people who carry similar wounds so that we can better minister to them. And Father Henry Nouwen discusses this in his book, and he shares as well some of his own life. And he describes how even as a priest and before this, he struggled in his life with doubt, with uncertainty about whether God was there all the time or whether God really loved or cared for him. Nouwen as well described how he felt excluded and a great loneliness at times in his own life. But he described that with the mercy and grace of God, he was able to bear these wounds. They were never eliminated fully from his life, but he talked about how these wounds allowed him to be what he would call a wounded healer, someone who experiences difficulty and struggle, but because of this, or perhaps in spite of this, precisely because he carried these wounds, he was able to be more sympathetic to those who doubt, able to commiserate or be empathetic with those people who felt excluded or lonely. Our own wounds in our life, then, are not always taken away by God, but can be transfigured, can be glorified. So this evening, then, when we consider the real positive impacts of the resurrection of Christ in our life already, we can think about maybe the wounds that we carry, difficult experiences in the past, struggles that we're going through even here and now. And we see that in the life of Christ, the life as Henry Nouwen is describing it as well, sometimes God in his mercy does not eliminate these wounds or take them away, but God can glorify these wounds. So we pray then for the patience to trust in God's mercy, that he can take for us what might be painful experiences, wounded areas in our life, and transform them to be channels of light, grace, and life for others.